When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's the end of the show. Oh, no.
Hey, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. It just takes my show and we just sum things up and add a little bit extra color. I'm Gregor. I'm host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk and the News and all that, plus the full 90 Extra Time podcast. I co-host that with my buddy Brandon, just making silly jokes, helping you find cool stuff to do. I had a chance over the weekend to hang out with my beautiful wife. The beauty of international sports is that they're over early, so you can still have the day to do stuff. But I got to go with my beautiful wife on a day date. We have a toddler, so it makes it space baby makes it hard for us to get away very often. And so we went and we hung out and we went to Woodinville. Now, I don't know if you know this about me. I know nothing about wine tasting. I have no concept. I can like taste a thing and be like, well, that is good. I feel like Andy from The Office. This wine is good. That's about the extent of it. And then you go to a place where everyone's kind of like people working there are kind of like, they're not wine snobs. It's just they do that for a living. Like if you try and come at me telling me that Imagine Dragons is the best band, we're going to have some issues because while I can appreciate the Imagine Dragons and they do have a lot of hits and they make a ton of money, there are like way better bands on the planet than that. And that's like, it's objectively true. I guess you can't say that. That's not fair. Anyway, I have no concept of how to go wine tasting. I don't know what I'm doing. All I know is that like a bottle of wine can cost $60 at the place we went. We went to Novelty Hill, which is a beautiful facility. You can bring your own blanket and have a picnic out in their grassy back patio area. It was lovely. It's a beautiful place. I imagine if I was single and had a bunch of money and I was looking for fellow white people, I didn't see many people other than white people there. I was looking for that. That would be an awesome place to go to find somebody who's got expensive tastes. I would recommend it, though, for a great date. Going to Woodinville was super cool. I guess you probably got to be a little kind of older. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know anything about it. I tried a bunch of wines and was like, fine. My wife knows about this stuff. She liked it. But it was just nice to get out of the house. We went kayaking and then drank some wine and went and had some dinner across the way. And they played music that was like end music the whole time. Pretty good little date. I only dropped my phone into Lake Washington one time, too. Seems to be doing okay. That was just the very shallow, like, centimeter deep. Oh, plus I got a McFlurry. Had a little bit of everything. International sports happening first thing in the morning is the best because we started the day with mimosas, had some friends over, and we watched the U.S. Women's National Team just bring this tournament full of controversy to a close, and it was awesome! What if Billie Eilish was watching?
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Billie Eilish has a new big name fan. She's really racking them up. Radiohead singer Tom York, doing press for his new solo album, took a shot at Muse while also saying, quote, I like Billie Eilish. She's doing her own thing. Nobody's telling her what to do. Never thought that Tom York and I would have similar taste in music, but all right, we see eye to eye on something. Now, massive congrats to back-to-back World Cup champions, the U.S. Women's National Team. They beat Netherlands 2-0 yesterday in France. Megan Rapinoe was awarded her gold medal for winning, but also brings home the golden boot for most goals and the golden ball as best player in the tournament. Congratulations. You add that to the golden blazer she got from Men in Blazers, and it's been a hell of a year. That's four total titles and four Olympic gold medals for the women's game, compared, sadly, to the zero of each for the men. Forget equal pay. Let's pay the women more.
You just got news.
Bad news for the U.S. men's national team losing. Stupid FIFA scheduled both tournaments' finals on the same day, which I think is rude, but at least they were so far apart. It was too bad to watch U.S. men's national team lose to Mexico in the Gold Cup finals. Congratulations, Mexico. Their goalkeeper is incredible. My buddy Jose Moreno was constantly talking about him, so I paid attention, and he was real good. Ochoa is his name. Or the number 8 with an A after it, as he puts in his Twitter handle. That's amazing. Anyway, the U.S. men's national team could not get done what the women's national team did, and the challenges are... probably not parallel, but like, you look at the history of success, and those women deserve to make more money than the men. Not equal pay, more. Four World Cup titles for the ladies, and four gold medals in the Olympics all time, and one third place finish for the U.S. men's national team back in like the 40s. Those two things do not compare correctly. Anyway, I had a really good time with that. Plus, the Sounders picked up 3 points on the road, something they haven't been able to do. Pretty dope. The government is building facial recognition databases. It's going to be so crazy when robots are able to scan us from afar. And like, if you've done anything that the government deems unfit or unworthy, they'll be able to pick you out in a crowd. Just wait till the technology comes out that stops us from being recognizable. What are they going to use it for?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Oh, cool. The government, without much permission structure, is actively using facial recognition software to scan through driver's license data to build their own database. I want to bust perps. The FBI alone is accessing the database like 4,000 times a month. The good news, here in Washington, the feds need a court order to make the search happen. Now, non-meat is about to get cheaper than meat. Meat. Demand has risen to the point that companies can manufacture fake meat faster and keep the cost down, and the tipping point should be in the near future. Listen, a great steak, I'm not talking good, I'm talking a great steak is always going to be hard to beat, but cows account for a huge portion of the stress on our atmosphere, so this could be a radical change. And finally, the future of catering. It's robots, of course.
Robots are so awesome.
Designers made one robot that can produce a custom bowl of soup every 45 seconds. Wow, you want extra noodles or no onion? Robot don't care.
Chicken or chicken?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us this morning. I know it might be Monday, but don't forget you have something to look forward to on Saturday. KG Elephant and Beck are playing at the Gorge. So add that to your calendar, and then, you know, as the week goes further and further along, you'll have something to get fired up about. The details, 1077theend.com. Oh, being back for a normal week of work is the worst! After I worked 3 days last week, I had Monday off, and then Thursday was the holiday, and then it was a crazy week. Oh, well, back at it here for the full thing. Thanks for the support. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening to this. Tell a friend, would you? That'd be great. Thanks. Shout out to my buddy Nick, who was on Twitter blasting people about it to listen. So that's really cool.
End of the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.